empty streets that once inspired my life. And the strength of the emotion is like thunder in the air. Cause the promise that we made each other haunts me to the end.
Wednesday edition of the Investigative Journal on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. I am your host, Greg Szymanski, here 4 to 6 every day, Monday through Friday. Those of you used to listening to me at another time, at an earlier time, at another place, I'm now here on Genesis, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. So come on over, all my old listeners. Some of you have had a hard time finding me, but you know where you can find me, at www.arcticbeacon.com. Originally a print journalist, and let me tell you this, this show over the years has been called the alternative to the alternative media, and for good reason, not for myself, but for the guests I bring on. And today I want you to mark this day on your calendar, because my guest, my guest is named Leo Zagami from Sicily, and I've planned several interviews at length, this to be the first of 2 hours, because very rarely do we get a chance to talk with someone who has such inside information, willing to come forward about the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order, a topic in America that has been silenced by the powerful Jesuit order and the Vatican, who have control, very strong control of our media, and it's difficult to get these stories out, but we do it here on this show. You know that because you've listened to many, many, many people trying to come forward to alert Americans about the evil power within the Vatican, controlling the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and our United States government. Mr. Leo Zagami, let me introduce you to him, and he's going to come right on because I don't want to waste any more time because we've got a lot to talk about. But Leo Zagami is a Sicilian, and he has been fighting Satanism for a while now. He was born into the Illuminati and has bloodlines that he's going to tell you about that are originate from his mother's side, from the Queen of England, and it's from his father's side, being from the Marchesa di Gregorio, one of the most prestigious noble families of Sicily, in charge for many centuries of the Sicilian Knights of Malta. So Leo grew up into this Illuminati family, and he became a 33rd degree member of the Monte Carlo P2 organization. And through that membership, he has known Licio Gelli. He's known or heard about and has even said that Father Marcinkus, who we've talked about in this show, the former head of the Vatican Bank, was a member of that Monte Carlo Lodge. And Mr. Zagami knows he is risking his life to rebel against Satanism and bringing to light what he knows about the evil Vatican-led Illuminati, but he is doing it anyway. And he's going to tell you why, and he is going to name names, and he is not frightened to do that, because as he says, we don't have much time. Leo, how are you?
Oh, very well. It's a pleasure to be on your show today, Greg, to unveil a bit the situation to the American public, which is the first time I'm talking to, and I hope they open the ears, because I don't know for how long we will have the possibility of such freedom of speech if things get really out of hand in America, but not only in America, because by having a corrupt nation like the United States in charge of the United Nations, now we have basically a corrupt world. This corrupt world in which, unfortunately, it's impossible to really find a way to be honest if you don't really front this demon, which is present in all of us, which is the demon of matter. We are bound to matter. The moment in which we renounce to that matter, we say, well, I don't care about the cash you might provide to me, then you are free, and you're free also, like I'm doing today, to say what is really the plan and what is really the situation going on in the upper and high levels of the Illuminati.
Yes, and so tell us a little bit about your background, and then lead us up to some of your experiences of Vatican and things like that.
Yes, I'm quite young. The thing is quite young. I mean, for an Illuminati, for the Illuminati born in the aristocracy, you start from when you are a kid, really, to being brought up in certain situations and knowing certain truths. So by the time you are 20, you are already ready for for an initiation that will change your life. I took this initiation when I was 23. I was in Rome. It was a specific day in the history of Freemasonry, quite a sad one, which was the 13th of April 1993. In this day, the Grand Master Di Bernardo of the Grand Orient of Italy, because of the P2 scandal, declared the Grand Orient of Italy irregular by accusing them of being corrupt, and he himself walked out forming his new obedience. In that day I was initiated by another Sicilian gentleman known as Prince Aliata. This initiation took place on the sword, as we say in Masonic terms, meaning it wasn't the classic initiation you give when you go through the ritual, but because it's through aristocrats, they give it to you on the sword. Later on, though, I wanted to prove myself as a Mason, and I wanted to know a bit more about this situation going on worldwide, because coming from Italy, I saw that really the reasons were to be searched in Italy for all the evil probably that was going around in the world, but not only. So I wanted to see what was going on around, and I was very lucky to choose the path of the arts by deciding to be a DJ, a record producer. It gave me the possibility of traveling for many years unnoticed to the public. And in that time, I visited lodges, I worked within the Illuminati organization, trying to understand if there was a way to save my fellow brothers of this organization from this great evil, because you don't have to, some of you actually have unveiled in some documentaries and in some documents, it's true, most of the Masons in the lower levels are misled, and the ones who start seeing the real light are often thrown out of the organization, or because they put the pose a threat. Obviously, if the person is himself from within the aristocratic bloodlines, then at that point the situation is a bit different, because then they want you to be in the leader's positions of these rights of Freemasonry.
Leo, tell us about your mother's bloodline and your father's bloodline before we go into this break. We have about a minute.
My name is Leo Lion Zagami, but my grandmother from my father's side is Marchesa Di Gregorio. Basically, the family Di Gregorio goes back to Frederick II of the Sacred Roman Empire, Frederick II Barbarossa, as we know him in Sicily. And basically, as you will know, Frederick II was part of that nobility from the Sacred Roman Empire that actually posed quite a threat to the temporal power of the Pope itself. And they were the ones in charge they left from Germany, where they still, you can see in the Cathedral of Köln, on the floor of the cathedral, the symbol of my family. And they went to Sicily to protect and bring up as tutors this great emperor that after actually waged war against Rome and was only stopped in Tagliacozzo. So he nearly united Europe, but not quite. From there on, the family stayed there in Sicily, and they obviously had a post of importance in all the various orders of knighthood, including the Knights of Malta. So,
okay, listen, actually, Leo, can you hold it right there? We're going to take a four-minute break, and then I want to come back, talk about your mother's side of the family, and
sure,
we'll continue with Leo Zagami on the Investigative Journal. Back in 4 minutes.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken thread, broken spring, broken idols, broken heads.
Okay, my guest, Leo Zagami of Sicily, this is his first interview on American radio, and this is the first of several interviews I'm going to have with Mr. Zagami, because we talked earlier, and there's just so much
to get into names, places, tying the
knot. It's quite a long story. It's quite a long story.
It is. It is.
Like you said, it's really intricate, and I hope that the people at least, they understand that it's a web of diabolical proportions, whereby either you study for many years all the systems and rites and sects and whatever, or otherwise you're not going to get a grip of it all. Now, what we do in Freemasonry at the high level is to have a perception of the whole system of the Western, what we call the Western initiatic system, which I also think has been decadent for quite a long time. That's why we don't really have any true masters here in the West that can claim to do the things they were doing 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 200 years ago, whatever. This decadence has started right with the Illuminati, which were born with a guy who was totally involved with the Jesuits, and obviously we know his name, Adam Weishaupt, and his Spartacus inside name, which was later used by the communist organization of the same name in Germany, unfortunately, I sent you a document about it, but it's in Italian, and it's a bit complicated for you to translate it now, but I will do it myself soon. The catastrophe of it all is that at the beginning, the Illuminati Order was founded with a belief that things could change actually for the better, but because Bishop and the Jesuits were actually totally involved in the black arts, and they were actually themselves atheists at heart, because I think that nowadays we can all say very clearly that most Satanists are atheists at heart. That's the big problem. They don't even believe in a Satan. They just believe in nothing. And that philosophy took over, and in 1782, actually, Baron Knigg, who had made the rituals of the Illuminati, he was a great initiate, he left them. He saw that they were going on the dark side. So the problem which I want to point out here is that not all European aristocrats are corrupt. Obviously, the ones that are corrupt prevailed because they accepted money from the usual suspects, and that's the Jews linked to the Zionist plot, because not all Jews are the same, but the ones who have devised the Zionist plot are on top of it all. They are the finance of the situation. The Jesuits are the mind, let's say, of the situation, because they want to control the mind of the people. Do you want to ask me something specifically, Greg, which might interest the American people in this situation?
You know what? Well, yes, it's a fantastic background here, what you're giving us, and that is the Jesuits, the Vatican. You've come out very strongly regarding these organizations, the Jesuits.
Well, because I belong to them, and I belong to them until I understood that really there was no hope for their souls. In what I was mentioning earlier, the conference of San Cerbone that took place on the 3rd of June near Pisa, the problem was really that I reiterated that the maneuver that the Grand Orient of France did in 1870 when they went atheists and they let the atheists inside their lodges was just like the final chapter of the dissolution of true Masonic Christian belief, if there was one at the beginning.
Let's get back to this. You were actually still involved with them as far back as just recently as of June. You were at the Monte Carlo Lodge, P2 Lodge. You were a 33rd degree Mason. Tell us what happened there in June at that meeting.
At that meeting, basically everything was, I arrived from Monte Carlo where I had been a few days at The house of Ezio Giunchilla, who is the second in command after Lee Segelli, who was also involved in the strage di Bologna, but that was who after 7 months was absolved, and he now is clear by legal, at least in legal way. But at the end of the day, who these people were working for? Let's be clear to the American public. These people were working for your intelligence. This is Gladio. This is an American creation. Obviously, the mind can come, the spiritual mind can come from the Vatican, because the American, the United States government searches for a blessing in this new world order, which they have had since their foundations with the Illuminati. And that blessing needs to be always present. Now, the important, also another important element, you know, was Marcinkus, who died just recently in San City, Arizona, and until actually his death, he was still considered, though, by the Monte Carlo Lodge an important character, even if the Vatican officially said he died poor and left on the side of the.
So you're saying that Cardinal Marcinkus, the former head of the Vatican Bank, who was just recently died in Phoenix, was a member of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge?
Yes, and what I can assure you that, because I mean, being an insider of the lodge, I saw who the brothers were, who they were not. What I can tell you about Marcinkus, and what I can tell you at least about people at his level in the Vatican who belong to such lodges of Illuminati, is that we call them brothers at the ear, meaning that when the Grand Master calls, they recognize the voice and they know that the orders come from the ear, but no trace is ever left on papers. These are not the ordinary Masons that go in lodges, wear aprons and do the whole show. No, no, no. These are people in charge of very powerful posts that Freemasonry has. In fact, Lee Segelli, at the time when he founded the P2 was already existent, but then he founded his own P2, because he went on even after in the Grand Orient there was an internal
now
war.
You knew Lee Segelli, correct? You know Lee Segelli, right?
It was in my art world I was a DJ. I worked in 1988 for a club that belonged to a member of the P2, and through that, and I was living in Arezzo, as you know. Lee Segelli is living there in Villa Vanda, and I got in contact then directly to him, and through also a person that I was involved with personally at a sentimental level at the time. And after that, Lee Segelli was, let's say, a person which I knew about, but I didn't want to be too close. It was actually later when I was actually wanting to really sort out the situation.
Leo, can you hold that thought, because we're going to take a break. We'll be back in 4 minutes with Leo Zagami on the Investigative Journal.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
There's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who lack the courage, say it's dangerous to try. Well, they just don't know that love eternal will not be denied.
Okay, we're back for the second half hour of Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and it's very rarely that I get someone like Leo Zagami on my show with a background like Leo willing to speak openly about the Vatican connection, the Opus Dei, the Jesuit connection to the New World Order, the Illuminati, the American government, and the downfall of this country as well as the downfall of his own country, Italy and Sicily. And I know that's one reason why you wanted to come forward, not only to protect your people, but also to alert Americans of really how this network works. And you worked your way, you were involved, you came from a family, your mother being of the family Lyon family, that's L-Y-O-N, of the Queen Mother, and your father being the son of the Marchesa di Gregorio, one of the most prestigious noble families of Sicily, in charge for many centuries of the Sicilian Knights of Malta. Leo worked his way up, he was a 33 degree member just recently of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge and has just many experiences. So let's get back. You were talking about Licio Gelli. Are you there? Hello? Hello, are you there? Hello? I think, did we lose Leo? Hello? Is my producer there? Hello? Hello, did we lose Leo? Okay, well, I think we did. We're going to get back to him. We'll make a connection with Leo shortly. Did we just lose Leo? Hello? Boy, I've lost my connection here. But anyway, let me tell you, as soon as we get him back on the line... Hello? Leo, are you back? Well, we're going to continue on until we can get Leo Zagami back on the line. He's calling. I got a connection from overseas. And we're going to continue with this interview as soon as we can. But let me tell you this. Leo Zagami of Sicily knows he is risking his life to rebel against Satanism and is bringing to light what he knows about the evil Vatican-led Illuminati. And Zagami isn't your typical Illuminati researcher, but someone born into the Satanic New World Order by his aristocratic bloodlines. And I've just mentioned his mother's background and his father's background. And there's just so many stories. We're trying to get him back. Bob, have we got him back yet? Hello? Is anybody there? Well, anyway, we're going to continue on talking to Leo Zagami as soon as we get him back on the line from Oslo, Norway. And we will then continue. But let me tell you a little bit about him. Just recently, I featured his story on my website at www.arcticbeacon.com. And what I decided to do was to talk about a little bit about his background. Leo, did you get back yet? No. But anyway, he has decided to come forward talking about names like the Illuminati, Zionists, Freemasons, P2, Gladio, Opus Dei, the Jesuits, and the New World Order. And he's a man of many talents. Let me just tell you a little bit about him until we get him back on the line. He became one of Italy's most respected DJs and a member of one of his country's successful dance music shows called the Centro Suono Sound System. Besides recording his own music and starting a successful radio label, in 1994, he hosted a very funny talk show on a local Roman radio. And in 1995, he became part of the now famous House Machine team, hosting shows on Swiss National Radio, Color 3. And presently, Zagami is experimenting to create the ultimate DJ concept of the future, in which he becomes the high priest of electronic music. Now in 2006, he's one of the biggest representatives of the cosmic sound in Northern Europe, simply defining his music as enlightened. Now, recently, however, besides his music, I might add, Zagami is dedicated to the truth and recently started an English-speaking website. This just is in the last week or so. Did we get him back on yet, Bob? Okay, we're trying to get Leo back on. We were conducting an interview, and let me just tell you that we lost our connection with him from Oslo, Norway, and are trying to get him back on. So anyway, let me continue. So he started a new website called Illuminati Confessions to enlighten Americans about what many Europeans know about the real intentions of the New World Order. And he had this to say about his website. My website has everything you always wanted to know about the real story of the Illuminati and the struggle between good and evil in the end times before the great surprise of 2012. And if you go to that, you'll see many, many stories, some written in Italian, some in English. But anyway, he has decided just recently to come forward with his story about being a very high-up member of the Illuminati, being born into it, and telling stories all the way back from when he was a child in the pedophilia ring in the Vatican, and then moving on. He then had a reawakening and decided to go forward and tell people exactly what was going on. Bob, did we get him back yet? I guess not. We're going to continue on, and hopefully at the next break, we will get Leo back on the line. Hopefully something didn't happen to cut his line, because I had no problem getting in touch with Leo earlier, but these things happen in radio, so we'll just continue on. And by the way, if you want to go to my website at www.arcticbeacon.com, you can read a couple stories that I printed recently about Leo Zagami. And also a whole bunch of other things on my website of interest regarding the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order and much, much more. And by the way, I wanted to mention on my website that I am running a pledge drive this month. And if you go to www.arcticbeacon.com, you can easily just click on and get involved with keeping the truth coming. This show, as well as my website, have been called the alternative to the alternative media for good reason. And I just found out. 1 second, we're going to get my guest back and find out what happened. I'll tell you what, we had some connection problems, but we're going to have him back shortly, and I can't wait. And this is just the first, folks, of three interviews that I have planned with Mr. Zagami. And it's very rare that you get a person like him to come forward who knows so much about the top levels of Illumina, what's going on in the world. And I think after you listen to his testimony, you're going to understand the connection between the Vatican, the Jesuits, the Illuminati, our government, and how basically, like Mr. Zagami said, they are the mind behind the Illuminati controlling this all over the world. And Americans must realize that their government, like Mr. Zagami says, gets its blessings from the Vatican if they do what the Vatican says. Mr. Zagami, Leo, you're back.
I'm back. Well, this is one of the usual tricks they like to play to piss me off. I would like to say hello to George Hugo Balestrieri, Comandante in Chief of the United Nations Rotary Club, for his usual disclosure of power in my regards. Well, what can you do? This is a world of crooks. Welcome to it. There is a bunch of crooks that are sitting right in the United Nations with their theater of idiocy. I personally tried to put some sense in them, and that's why the Rotary Club at the United Nations sent me a document, which I'm going to eventually post you on the beginning of June.
So you think they cut your phone?
Well, I mean, this is a typical example of wanting to, you know, it's little sabotage what you can do nowadays, because at the end of the day we can still go through the lines and things, you know.
We'll come back and talk about Mr. Balestrieri and others. We got to take a break. Back in 4 minutes with Leo Zagami. And make sure you stay on the line.
Back in four minutes.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase. handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Oh, Chippies has come.
Okay, we are back, and I want to make sure that Leo's there. Leo, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, somebody doesn't want you to talk.
Well, right? There are a lot of people that, that don't want me to talk, and that's because I think that we have reached a level of hypocrisy at a worldwide scale which is unheard of. People are dealing with cocaine and all kinds of drugs, then the day after they're going to another place behaving like they are you know, blessed by the Lord for some holy mission, and maybe the day after they're selling they do a weapon deal, you know. I mean, hypocrisy is all over the place. And you were asking me how is the link at this time with the Jesuits and the Freemasons, and I can tell you that the Jesuits and the Freemasons at the moment have as their main base Livorno, which has always been a very important place because it also has a very important Jewish community. It is also the city of the ex-president of Italy, Ciampi. And it is the city which has this very large port in which at night they bring in weapons with the blessings of the United States. Now even the Chinese are getting into the illegal business in the port of Livorno. And basically in this port, the P2 had one of the biggest deals when it came out to, when it came out actually officially in the Grand Lodge of Naples in the middle 70s at a reunion of the Grand Orient of Italy. This was a big scandal because somebody went public saying that the port of Livorno was used for all these activities with the blessings of the United States, and that the P2 Lodge was involved with it. And at that point, the whole situation started to crumble down a bit in the eyes of the other Masons in Italy for the P2. But things have changed in the last few years, and actually the P2 is coming back quite strong because it's coming back in a more respectable way, between brackets, and they still have the same links, the same contacts, the same wrongdoings, the same network, let's say, and but now they are a bit more clever in making it sound like it is proper. It has to have some kind of cover-up of an esoteric or of a cultural nature. That's why it's always some kind of association where they talk maybe about some kind of very complicated esoteric matters, but in reality, at the end of the day, guys, don't get lost in all that, because the commandante comes in, and the minute after, the signing around the corner, the deal for the sale of some business of some kind, maybe illegal or legal. So you have to understand that at the higher levels of secret society, actually the esoteric is something to be abused, not to be respected, like maybe the people who initially were working with some of this stuff had in mind. Maybe the fathers of Freemasonry themselves had a more idealistic thing in mind. But Freemasonry became immediately, from 1717 onwards, from his formation, a way for the British to have their own empire, and for the French also to have their other, their own show. Continental Freemasonry, as we know it, which is linked to the French Grand Orient and Grand Lodge, is closer to the Jesuits. While instead the United Grand Lodge of England network is closer to the Opus Dei. But I think at the end it's quite obvious that they are all working for the same club, and that behind closed doors there is no conflict, because cash talks and the rest is nonsense. I mean, I saw a high member of the Opus Dei, which is called, is the guy in charge of the headquarters of the Opus Dei in Bologna, which is called Carlo Maria Baserga, receiving in one day the 33 degree only because he was a senior Opus Dei member. So, right. I mean, this is the level nowadays of... And I have created this website which has some interesting information for the researchers more than maybe for the general public, because there is a lot of documentation in it. It's called www.illuminaticonfessions.squarespace.com, in which I disclose some documents which demonstrate that at the same meeting in Villa Leona, which is, by the way, also the residence for the Associazione Nazionale Carabiniere Riposo, meaning the one of the police, you know, the Carabinieri one, the military police in Italy, and their association for people who are in pension. And basically, in this headquarters, is also the headquarters of the Opus Dei, the Illuminati meet in Bologna. And their meetings are quite funny, actually, because on one side of the table you see the conservative Catholic, on the other side you see the Satanist. It's just incredible. And one is actually taking, the gimmick from the other. He's teasing him. Like, I remember once that it was actually Carlo Maria Baserga sitting at the head of the table, and on the other side of the table there was this guy who is, you can go on the internet and search for him, he's quite well known in the satanic Illuminati circles in Italy, called Roberto Negrini, quite right wing, but with a touch of what I call Nazi Maoism, let's say, which is a bit of a communist mix, where at the end of the day you are an atheist at heart and you are a Satanist. Roberto Negrini is also close to another character, which is somebody who is very close to the Jesuit order, which is called Massimo Introvigne. Now, Massimo Introvigne, I don't know if you heard about him, Greg. You heard about
Massimo? No, go ahead. Tell me. Well, no, tell me about him.
Massimo Introvigne is very easy to find on the internet, because he's the responsible for Alleanza Cattolica and Cesnur. Cesnur is the center of research that the Jesuits have secretly sponsored, so they can research on every form of new religion, sect, everything. But not only a research that basically just goes there and academically files, okay, this and that. No, no, no. They infiltrate organizations, they send their own representatives, they do it quite openly, and they have created this underground network that links people that officially would be impossible to, for example, if you go on the Cesnur website of Massimo Introvigne, who is supposed to be a Catholic, then if you have a look around the corner, you can find also his vampire website, where he's the member of an order draconis of fans of Dracula, and that love to meet up, and they are notorious sad Satanists who participate in these meetings. And Massimo Introvigne was the guy who actually rented his own apartment in Rome to Alberto Moscato, who is was, until he disappeared this spring, an heroin addict, but also a member of the Guardia di Finanza in charge of the internet research on frauds, on pedophile rings, and all that. Imagine what kind of people you had in charge. This guy here is the grandmaster of, was the grandmaster of the Ordo Templi Orientis Caliphate, this Illuminati satanic ring connected to the Church of Satan of Anton LaVey, connected to basically America, to California, to New York, and to the publishing company that owns, because they own it now officially, the rights for the copyrights for this Aleister Crowley material that they publish with this Jewish publisher Samuel Wessel. And this whole link is typical of the way the Jesuits infiltrate and manipulate, especially in circles of where is practiced black magic. I'm living in Norway at the moment, and I can tell you that I'm quite safe now in Norway because I have exposed them, and actually I had to go through a couple of arrests, and it wasn't very pleasant what they did to me here in Norway, but at the end the Norwegian government had to back off, because what I saw was that in a lodge of Illuminati
Dale,
here...
Dale, I have to take a three-minute break and 6 minutes for the news, so we'll be back with you at 6 minutes after the hour with Leo Zagami on the Investigative Journal.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Admit it.